Give ear, beloved Londoners, fife, fife, you shame us all. Your rising up for peace will make the close committee fall. I wonder you should ask for that, which they must needs deny. Here's 30 swears they'll have no peace, and bid me tell you why. First, I'll no peace, says Essex, for my chaplain says 'tis sin to loose £100 a day just when my wife lies in. They cry, God bless your excellence, but if I lose my place, they'll call me rebel, popular ass, and cuckold to my face. Ye citizen fool, said Warwick, do ye talk to me of peace, who not only stole his majesty's ships, but robbed him of his seas? No, no, I'll keep the water still, and have my ships well manned, for I have leased and sold so much, I know not where to land. Do, brother, do, says Holland, then, for peace breeds us no quiet. Besides, my places both are lost, with 16 dishes diet. I played the Judas with the king, which makes the world detest me. Nay, should his majesty pardon me, 100 would arrest me. Kim Bolton says those Londoners deserve to lose their ears, for now they'll all obey the king like citizen cavaliers. Let's vote the peace a dangerous plot, and send them a denial, for if they save the kingdom, then they'll give us a legal trial. The Welshmen rage, quoth Stamford, and call me villainous goat, for I plundered Hereford Alderman's gowns to make my best a coat. 'Tis true the town did feed me well, from which I took good fleeces, but if peace come, they'll tear both me and all my whores in pieces. Fight, fight, quoth say, now, now, uphold their jealousies and fears. The work will thrive, I plotted it, above these 17 years. 'Tis I that am your engineer, but if for peace you vote, oh, then they'll make me come to church, or else we'll cut my throat. My father Goodwin, quoth Wharton, calls me a silly lad, and wonders you'll ask peace of me, who have been lately mad. He chose me Irish general, and I chose to stay here, for should I fight amongst the bogs, there's ne'er a saw-pit there. These heathen prentices, quoth Brooke, did make my coachman stay. Bid me be bare, although I spake but 13 bulls that day. If peace knock of my learned soul, then at my house you'll see the sword of Guy, the dun cow's rib, the ass's tooth, and me. I made the speech, quoth Roberts, when his excellence first began, for which he swore by a pottle of sack to make me a gentleman. But if the king get to Whitehall, then all my hopes are past. I am the first lord of my house, and would not be the last. Keep silence, quoth the speaker, but do not hold your peace. Let's sit and vote, and hold them to it, for I'll do what you please. I have but poor £6,000, besides some spoons and bowls. Nay, grant a peace, and how shall I be master of the rolls? Then spake 5 members all at once, and 4 an army cried, last year they say they rescued us, or else we had been tried. But though you are almost undone, he shall contribute still. We will convey our trucks away, and then do what you will. My venom swells, quoth Hollis, and that his majesty knows, And I, quoth Hampden, fetch the Scots, whence all this mischief grows. I am an ass, quoth Halslerig, but yet I'm deep in the plot. And I, quoth Stroud, can lie as fast as Master Pym can trot. But I, quoth Pym, your hackney am, and all your drudgery do, have made good speeches for myself, and privileges for you. I sit and can look down on men, whilst others bleed and fight. I eat their lordships' meat by day, and give their wives by night. Then vain grew Blacketh's face, and swears, there's none so deep as I. The staff and signet slipped my hand, my son can tell you why. The name of peace, men says, is sweet, but oh, it makes me stink. For Strafford's ghost doth haunt me so, I cannot sleep a wink. Were Stafford living, Mild May said, he would do me none ill. For I hid myself ere the privy when the House did pass his bill. But oh, my gold and silver thread that Gregory calls his own, though in a ship I made my will, I was not born to drown. You found me, quoth Sir Robert Pye, I have been long a knave, and promise I should be so still, so you my vote should have. And I, quoth Lawrence Whittaker, agree to do so too. And if you leave old courtiers thus, they'll do as much for you. This peace, quoth Michael Oldsworth, will bring no fee to me. And yet my lord hath sworn for it, and will not follow me. Fie down with bishops, Wheeler said, for I have robbed the church. O base, will you conclude of peace, and leave us in the lurch? Who talks of peace, quoth Ludlow, hath neither sense nor reason, for I ne'er spake in the House but once, and then I spoke high treason. Your meaning was as bad as mine, you must defend my speech, or else you'll make my mouth as famed as was my father's breech. I'll plunder him, quoth Baynton, that mentions peace to me. The last bishop would not grant my lease, but now I have it free. A gunpowder monopoly, quoth Evling, raised my father, and if you let the peace go on, they'll call me powder traitor. Foe, said Sir John Hotham, is this a time to treat? When Newcastle and Cumberland me to the walls have beat, ye base obedient citizens, do ye think to save your lives? My son and I will serve you all, as I have served five wives. Indeed, quoth Sir Hugh Cholmley, Sir John, you say most true, for I have sold and mortgaged even all my land to you. My brother would have served the king, but was forbid to stay. The king foresaw at Caton Field Sir Harry would run away. I went down, quoth Sir Stapleton, with musket, pike, and drum, to fetch Sir Francis Wortley up, but truly he will not come. O Lord Sir Robert Harlow said, how do our foes increase? I wonder who the devil it was that first invented peace. Treason, 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 Sir Walter Earl cried out, far worse than blowing up the Thames, the dagger or the clout. Damn it, said Miles Corbett, or we are all confounded, and cavaliers will cuckold me as well as did the roundhead. Zound, said Henry Martin, we'll have no accommodation. Do ye not know 'twas I that tore his majesty's proclamation? In the House I spake high treason, I sold both land and lease. Nay, I shall then have but three horse, a pox upon this piece. Ye see, beloved Londoners, your piece is out of season, for which you have the sense of the House and every member's reason. Oh, do not stand for peace, then, for trust me if you do, each county of the kingdom will rise up and do so too.